Welcome back to the broadcast, my friends. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on the Republic Broadcasting Network. It's Eric the Freedom Screamer with, well, let's just call tonight's broadcast The Tale of Two Lorries. And we'll get back to the ladies. So just a quick synopsis of what the young ladies were just talking about. Tom has been basically signed the papers and technically released according to the system, but then this actually not the door to the witch's prison is not actually opening yet. So we're trying to be nice, and of course, apparently even the court is not happy about Tom's unlawful incarceration. I wish they would have been unhappy about it a little sooner, but that's okay. Better late than never. And so we're just trying to get more results with a carrot than a stick right now. Tom has now a room reserved at the halfway house, so hopefully this release will be expedited and completed within maybe the next few days or weeks at the worst case, because it looks like he has a room ready waiting for him where he'll spend, what, like 90 days at a halfway house and then be back with us, and maybe back with us when he's from the halfway house. If he has communication privileges that aren't being violated, then maybe Tom will be here sooner rather than later. So we'll get back to the two Lorries now. And ladies, thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. People support the network and realize that if you don't become an activist of some sort, you, like Lori said, educate yourself and then activate. You can wind up like Tom, which is just being set up because you're a patriot. And that's why it's so important. The people in your community need to know about jury nullification. So get your flyer at courtroomwatch.org. Download it, make 100 copies, and pass them out and post them everywhere. It's your last kind of insurance policy against this out-of-control court system. But Lori, if I got anything wrong, recorrect me, and we're going back to you guys right now.
Absolutely. Lori, you were explaining, how long does Tom have, or do they want him to spend in the halfway house? It was 120 days, is that right?
Correct, a minimum of 120 days.
Okay. Do you know if he'll have the phone privileges to be able to maybe call in and say hi to everybody? We've missed his voice, but I don't know if were there any stipulations on that that you know of?
I have not heard of any stipulations. I do not know which house he's going to right now or what their rules are. Mm-hmm. So
if he's not prohibited and he's healthy, you have him do the show 5 nights a week. It's his show. He can come right back anytime ASAP. So we'll be looking forward to sooner rather than later.
I hope so. But right now I don't know the rules, regulations, and I'm telling people to educate themselves before they speak. So
mm-hmm. Sure.
I'm going to have to educate myself before. Right. I really don't know. To be learned. Hopefully tomorrow I can find out where he's going. I don't know right now. He just had a real brief few minutes to tell me, hey, they found a place. And
Lori, is it true that he's required to stay in Nevada for a certain amount of time? Is that true or not?
Oregon. He will be required
yep.
to stay the 120 days. Yes, that part is true for Thomas.
Just 120 days, okay.
After that, it was spoken in court, which I was not a witness to, that he would be able to leave Oregon. So
okay.
We will have to see how that plays out. It's one day at a time right now with it being so tense. And it's not as tense because their behavior is much better than it has been. He's not in solitary. He's not being picked on. Coercion to sign that plea agreement is no longer there, so they've laid off. They've got what they want. You can kind of tell how I feel about that, but that wasn't my decision to make. I wasn't in that prison. So that's where we stand. It is what it is, and I have to live with it just as everybody else does, and that's reality. Not always mm-hmm. the way you want it, but what you have to do to go forward. And we're all grown-ups. We're all of the age and majority, hopefully, and we're all competent. And now it's time for us to tell the government that's the truth. And those that know what I'm saying are probably giggling in their chairs, and yes, I am saying that. So back to this Foreign Judgments Act in the state of Texas. It's called Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Judgments Act. This basically states that the United States is foreign to the state of Texas. I tried to find out if that was true in Oregon, and the county clerk had no clue. They don't have a manual. They have a code that I have not had a chance thoroughly because of the phone calls to research. Mm-hmm. The first part of it says that they can file it just as if they did another state, but it is a foreign judgment, and that the clerk shall file a foreign judgment. This is so important. I'm giving you guys a message. Listen. Don't understand what I'm saying. Look it up and define every single word. Track out where it's supposed to take you. The clerk shall file a foreign judgment which has been authenticated in the same manner as a judgment rendered by a court of competent jurisdiction of this state. It has the same effect and is subject to the same procedures, defenses, and proceedings as a judgment of a comparable court of this state. Some will get it, some won't. But that's where we're missing the boat, guys. And I can't get into too much of this right now because of the situation that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw this, and I knew it had to get out to those that could hear it. Those that can't, you'll get there. Cut yourself some slack. Nobody's over anybody. Just cut yourself some slack. It's okay. I've had day after day after day of research, thanks to a lot of very kind people, to learn this stuff. And the one thing I've learned is it's how you behave, it's what you know, how you carry yourself is going to get you everywhere. And it's the opposite of what you think it is. You will get there. Just give yourself some time and do a lot of research. And if somebody's holding back, they know you have to learn something that they've learned, been through it before themselves. I used to go out there and scream the free man stuff. I was just one of the stupid incompetents myself. Still am on some level. But give yourself a break, make your mistakes, and grow. And if you make a mistake, don't quit. Keep going. Because it's going to save all of us, especially our kids. And Laura, you were talking, I have to mention this, you were talking about a year anniversary. It's about a year anniversary that a little girl in Katy, Texas, stood up for God and a homework assignment that they had given her.
Oh, I remember that, yes.
Jordan. And I want to give a shout-out to Jordan and to her mom and to everyone that stood with that little girl and how she stood up, because that is key to keeping this country the way it needs to stand. And an update for everyone, that superintendent, about the end of last year, resigned. He's gone. We haven't heard much from him. Oh, I'm sure he's back there trying to do something, but he's resigned. So we have made some movement in that school district, which is a school district I stood up for in so many years. And that group is doing a wonderful job. But I had to give them a little shout that it's the year anniversary of that as well. People are fighting on many, many levels, and we're tired. We're real tired. We're fighting with each other. I know I've had to really get onto some people. I'm not going to apologize for it because it had to be done. Mm-hmm. And when somebody gets onto you, realize they're trying to say something to you. They don't hate you. They're just telling you this is a court case. We have to mind our P's and Q's. There's a time for screaming and yelling and having a good time and educating in a different manner. But right now, for me and my reality is, it's not the time to be hot-headed. It's not the time to go mouth off. It's not the time to go and do something stupid. It's time to get serious, be respectful, get out the true facts in black and white, help those around you that may or may not be going through the same thing or may go through the same thing in the future, and share what you've learned. And we got a lot to learn, people. We've got a lot of standing together to do, a lot of egos to eat. I've had to eat mine completely. I've lost my house. I've lost everything I've got. And that happened before Thomas was arrested. It's been the fight. But I've lost everything for this. And our kids will have a future. It's worth every single minute and everything. It's worth it. It's worth any minute that I'm uncomfortable. It's worth it. And if you're going to sit and watch football instead of reading a book or reading a statute or reading a code, that's your choice and your loss. If you're going to sit and complain about something and spend that 15 minutes to gripe about that person you don't like, that's a 15 minutes you could have read a code and found out the definitions and learned something of how it truly works. Instead of complaining, go find out what they're saying. And if they're wrong, nicely go and tell them, this is what I discovered. And if they don't listen, walk away. Get away from them and let them suffer in their own misery, because it's not going to help you grow. There's a lot of people out there fighting with egos. They were great people in Oregon, great people in Nevada, but there were a lot of people that made my life miserable. Called me a lot of names, had no clue who I am or what I've done in the past, and they were awful. And I ignored them, went on and researched and got smarter. And hopefully one day I can help them when they can hear me. But today they can't. And today I cry for them. Today my heart hurts for them. They are suffering. They are miserable. They don't understand why things are happening the way they are, because they won't listen. They won't let us show them in black and white, like I just showed you, the United States, their judgments are foreign to your state. It is in Texas Clerk of Courts Manual from 2013. I didn't make it up. It's not a sovereign citizen thing. It's not a patriot thing. It's not a Lori thing. It's what is in our reality under the Uniform Enforcement of Foreign Judgment Act. And a lot of people are saying, I can't read. I don't have time for it. I don't understand. And I'm going to tell you, I've seen some people do amazing things that don't have the intellect, that don't have the education, that can barely read, sit down and do their best to try to read this stuff and understand it. And if they can do it, you can too. Just stop being stubborn, because we won't get the true reality back. We won't be able to stand for our kids until we stop being incompetent. And that's the correct word. Look it up. If you feel offended, look it up. You're incompetent. You're a minor. You're an idiot. I hate these words. If you're a patriot.
Yeah, but that's their words. That's the words that they see us as. That's why you have to have an attorney to represent you, because you are considered an idiot, incompetent, a child. And that is why they have an attorney represent you. So I know exactly what you're talking about. So everybody listening to what Lori is saying, understand these are not her words. This is the words that they use and the reason that they say you must have an attorney to represent you, because they feel like you are an infant, you're a child, you're incompetent, you're ignorant, and so forth. Go ahead, Lori.
The other one is, if you're a U.S. citizen, you're sunk. Are you an American citizen, or are you a U.S. citizen? Find out what these words mean that will save your rear end. All these people are going around, and I got told this week to leave the country because I don't want to stand for the flag or say the pledge. I follow my creator, and I'm not embarrassed to say it.
Right.
I respect, I stand with mankind. I stand for my creator, not a flag. And my son's in the military, for those that are getting ticked off. I stand for that. I stand to try to help the people out that tick me off the most, because they're the ones I love the most, because my heart bleeds and breaks for them. But if you don't know what you're saying and you're speaking this evil language and don't understand the meaning by a legal dictionary, you're not going to know what you're saying to the court, and the court's going to see it immediately. They're going to know it. And when you start talking to the court, you're offending them. And you don't know it. When you're standing up waving the Constitution and not understanding or comprehending why that court says that Constitution doesn't mean anything, you're not understanding what they're trying to tell you. They're giving you a clue of what kind of court and what court you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Please start listening to people. It might sound like a little crazy, because when I started talking about Common Core, everybody thought I was out of this world crazy and nuts. I got spit on. I lost jobs. I lost my house. My son went through horrible time, but it kept going. And what does everybody understand now? Common Core. Well, maybe I'm a little ahead of people. I don't like it. It's not fun. It's nothing to be proud of. But learn these things. Go out and listen to these people saying a little bit of nutty stuff. Some of them are nuts. Some of them haven't gotten quite as far in their research. They're just learning it. It's okay. Learn together with them. Don't go out and do anything until you keep doing your research. You may research for years and not have to do anything, but educate yourself so you can educate our children. It's hard. It's hard. We're all born into it. It's what we do with it that matters. And like we were saying earlier, this judge, some people can hate her. Some people can like her. I'm going to give her a bone right now because she was helping me out, because I know they're listening. He had to, and I got the word had from Tom's attorney, he had to send the Hammonds back to prison. And this is hard to talk about. I'm going to throw her a bone so the other people know that she may not have been the one making that decision. Her decision was not approved and put through by Jeff Sessions, the Department of Justice.
No.
Her decision had to be authenticated by another office.
Mm-hmm.
Look, some people need to find out who authenticates things, and I'm not going to give all the answers. I am going to leave you hanging. Because if you're curious, you're going to find out it all ties into Uranium One.
Yes, it does.
She may, and I did not listen to Lazarus show at that time, she may just be a party that had to follow orders. It's what she did and how she followed orders. That was her decision. That's what we have to do. Sometimes we may have to stand when it's going to harm us. And that's each and every one of us is going to have that choice soon. And what you do with it is going to be your choice. If you want to put your kids on the computer in those schools, you're giving them every piece of data. They're psychoanalyzing those children. It's child abuse. If you have a kid on a computer in a public school and haven't revoked that consent, it's child abuse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been proven now. Go listen to Alice Linehan on Women on the Wall, and you'll find out. She's done a lot of work. Go and find these resources and the people that are actually doing the research. Shorten your education by listening and following some of the research and doing your homework.
Absolutely. And on that note, we're going to go to break. And after a couple of words from our sponsors, we'll be right back.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with voracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer with the Lorries. And back to you, girls. Go ahead.
Okay. So, Lori, is there anything else that you wanted to cover?
Just to give people a few avenues to get started if they need to. There's a YouTube channel called Justinian Deception. They're starting to put out some new videos. They're from Australia. This is global, and it works in the U.S. You just need to know the codes here that apply.
What is it called again?
Justinian Deception is the YouTube channel. And the two guys there over in Australia are doing a great job of explaining some of the things that are going on in the courts and how the world works. The other thing is get yourself a 1611 Bible, King James.
Yep.
King James is the one that said that that's the common law and the normal accepted custom. And if you read the Constitution, it says we're going to bring through the common law from England. That's where we became a Christian nation, as people say, through the 1611 Bible. Another thing to do is to find a Bouvier's or, I can't remember the other dictionaries, legal dictionaries. Either purchase one or find a good one online that you can look up. Keep it the same one so you're not going all over the place and stay focused. And any word you can't understand or you may think you know, go and look it up. The first one to start with is the word person. That will start you on the rabbit hole but never ends.
Black's Law also. Black's Law as well. I like Black's Law 5th edition.
Thank you. I couldn't think of what it was at the moment. These are a few things to start with. If someone's in jail, look up the statute that they've been put in jail and look up every single word. There's a lot of good hosts on RBN. You just heard Al say she's on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. She is excellent, well-researched, and backs everything she says, just like Lori does. That will help you. Don't pay anybody for this information. I had lots of people say they could get Tom out of jail and these people out of jail, and they wanted to do a lot of things that I could see the flaws in it. They had a lot of things that were right, but a few that were critically and fatally wrong. Don't do anything with people until you yourself know it, understand it, can argue it, you can fight it, you can breathe it, and it's, you know it inside out and backwards.
Absolutely,
right,
because if you even fail to cross a T, they're going to get you.
Absolutely. And if you don't know what you're sending in and what you're doing and the definitions of every word and what each sentence means, you're in trouble. That's why I said get started now.
Right.
Go and do your homework. Most people spend 2 to 3 hours watching TV. When your kids go to bed, spend half an hour. You may not get much done. You may learn one word a day. Teach your children a word a day. Get them used to it. These are the things that are going to get us started. These are the things that are going to keep us from saying, hey, Lori, you don't stand up for this, so get out of my country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to confuse for people. The way the world works is the same way it works here. It runs by the 16th version of the Bible, even as an Islamic country. And there is no place to go. We, mankind, inherited the earth. It is all of ours. And to tell anybody to get out of our land is absolutely silly. None of us is going to get along 100% of the time. We need to grow up and start learning how to have conversations, not agree, and to walk away when somebody just won't cooperate.
Well, and you can agree to disagree. You know,
a lot of people don't.
You and I have agreed to disagree several times. Me and Eric, same thing. But we still love each other, stand by each other, and stand for what is right. We don't have to. There is no way that everybody's going to agree 100% of the time on everything. It's just not going to happen. It's not human nature.
Exactly. And Eric, I love you. I know you're biting your nails back there. I know this is hard for you, dear. But these are the things we need to do. We do need people to motivate us and to go out there and be Eric to freedom soon. But we also need people to be calm, cool, and rational and stop and think and look at those screaming and say, that's where I see you're right, and this is where we need to take it calmly. So with that...
And with everybody and all the different personalities working together, which is so important, because some people, they need that shock in order to wake them up. Some people need to be talked to calm. Working together in our different personalities, that's how you get informed and are able to fight
you
for your unlimited fight. And on that note, we'll be back after a word from
Visit
our sponsor.
Our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can...
Welcome back, my friend. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric, the Freedom Screamer, with Lori and Lori. I'm going to turn it right back over to the ladies because we're getting updates on Tom tonight. So we appreciate the valuable information that Lori and Lori bring forth. Go ahead, girls.
Well, yeah, so Lori and Eric, and as well as our listeners, I wanted to give you some updates also with the situation that is going out in Nevada. As you know, most of the individuals know already that in Nevada, they are having evidentiary hearings for the second set of Bundy trials. In the second set of Bundy trials, guess who they got into the evidentiary hearing? Finally, Daniel P. Love.
Daniel Hayes. Good.
Yes, finally. Now, my editor from freedomoutpost.com, he reported this October the 24th, and it says, quote, special agent in charge of the Bundy Ranch standoff in 2014, Daniel P. Love took to the witness stand and seems to have implicated the Obama Department of Justice in an entrapment scheme against the Bundys and their supporters. He testified via Skype from Salt Lake City with several attorneys present in the room he testified in. Love testified that a laptop disappeared before he left the area and that he kept notes on his superiors from Washington, D.C., usurping his authority during the protest. Now, Readout News reported that the defense attorneys hammered Love pretty hard when it came to questions about his two laptop computers. It has been previously reported that Love stated to colleagues that both laptops would be lost if he ever got in trouble. Love finally dropped a little tidbit during testimony about a personal notebook that he had for his, quote, operation. He claimed that it disappeared before he left the area. Love tells us that he kept notes on his superiors from Washington, D.C., usurping his authority during the protest. I was documenting that others were making decisions even though I was designated as the incident commander, Love said. Love continued to complain about the decisions being made overruling his authority. Quote, we had a very robust communications plan that the government deviated from, unquote, he said. Love was very forthcoming on this information, yet he was surprisingly unaware of nearly everything else that happened during the cattle impoundment. Love was on the stand for an entire day and visibly drank at least 3 Diet Cokes as he testified. He came across as articulate but arrogant and quite bitter over his recent firing from his high status in the BLM. One thing that Love was very clear on was that the U.S. Attorney's Office was deeply involved in this operation. Acting U.S. Attorney Myrie attempted to stop.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Acting U.S. Attorney Myrie attempted to stop this line of questioning, stating that it would cross the line of, quote, confidentiality, unquote. When attorneys Brett Whipple, who represents Clive M. Bundy, and Dan Hill, who represents Ammon Bundy, questioned Love regarding Love's phone calls with the U.S. Attorney's Office during the standoff, prosecutor Stephen Myrie sternly objected. Whipple asked if then U.S. Attorney Daniel Bogdan had instructed Love to release the cattle. Myrie objected, claiming the U.S. attorney had no authority to issue such an instruction. However, Daniel Love stated that the order to surrender and release the cows was given immediately after he spoke to Bogdan. So, was the Department of Justice under the Barack Hussein Obama Satoru Saborka engaged in entrapment, or were they not? We do know that they were involved in the Oregon Malheur Refuge protest, and the governor of Oregon was also involved and directed, like a good little, I'm not going to say those words on air, but she was definitely directed. He also states in this article, we have the emails and texts to confirm her involvement in the arrests and shooting of LaVoy Finicum. I'm not going to continue reading the rest of this specific article, but you can find that on freedomoutpost.com, or you can get that on my Google Plus, which of course I put that in Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Radio Collection. So as Judge Navarro granted the government pretty much everything that they were asking for, the U.S. Attorney's Office was implicated in the Bunkerville standoff. The U.S. Attorney Myrie sinks deep in the swamp. It states that, and this right here was reported yesterday, Judge Gloria Navarro surprised the defense teams in the Bunkerville standoff trial by allowing them 3 days of testimony in an evidentiary hearing with a fourth day promised. The hearing was focused on the shredded documents found after the protest in 2014. The documents were thought to contain exculpatory evidence or evidence that would aid the defense. In a surprising ruling, Judge Navarro allowed disgraced BLM agent Dan Love to be questioned for a full day on Monday. Love was obviously upset at the officials in the Department of Justice overriding his authority as the incident commander. Love dropped a bombshell implicating the former U.S. Attorney Daniel Bogdan in the decisions to release the cattle, bringing an end to the protests of the BLM cattle impoundment in 2014. However, the implications were that Bogdan may have been planning to entrap the defendants into this prosecution. Tuesday brought testimony from Kent Clayman, investigator for the Bureau of Land Management. Clayman was in charge of the investigation of the shredded documents. During Clayman's testimony, it was revealed that acting U.S. Attorney Stephen Myrie not only asked Clayman to investigate this issue, but set the perimeters and directed the course of the investigation. This puts a large conflict of interest stamped on Myrie's forehead. Myrie made repeated attempts to shut down this testimony, calling it privileged, yet continued with more details. It would seem that when the original motion was filed by the defense in October of 2016, Myrie called Klayman at that time to determine what happened. Klayman then spoke with Myrie at least weekly for the next year, discussing all aspects of the investigation. During the investigation, Klayman admitted that he did not talk to all the principals involved in the event. His investigator testified that he was told of a, quote, hurried shredding event, unquote, yet never bothered to ask why they were doing the shredding, though he was told that that command staff were assisting. In light of this knowledge, it is amazing that Klayman never bothered to ask who directed them to shred the documents. Myrie continued grasping at straws in his attempts to shut down this testimony as he played with semantics in his attempts to protect the witness and distract from the facts. BLM communications specialist Tony Samunsky testified that there was no shredding done on April the 12th, as the personnel just grabbed their stuff and left the area. She also testified that Nadia came with Klayman to question her. Samunsky nodded towards AUSA Nadia Ahmed, seated at the prosecution table when she said her name. This would indicate even deeper involvement by the U.S. Attorney's Office into the quagmire of deception. How far did the U.S. Attorney's Office go with this? Did they set the specific events to directly allow for prosecution of the protesters? At the end of the three-day hearing, Attorney Ryan Norwood, who represents Ryan Payne, pointed out that the testimony of Klayman disagreed with the testimony of Samunsky. Klayman testified that some of the shredding took place in a hurried and panicked manner on the last day of the BLM's operation, while Samunsky testified that the shredding on the last day, if any, had been quiet, calm, and limited. This led Judge Navarro to order yet another day of fact-finding on the subject. The evidentiary hearing will continue on Friday, November the 3rd, with additional witnesses. Thus, the hearing on the motion to dismiss this case will continue after the jury is selected on Monday through Wednesday, October the 30th through November the 1st. We're going to see how far this swap really goes, everyone. I am very pleased to hear of Dan Love finally having to sit there and answer some answers, even though, of course, there's a lot of I do not recalls in those answers.
Lori, there's something else you need to watch. There is, through the Uranium One, the FBI informant has been released to speak.
That's the next thing I was going to cover, yes. Yeah, go ahead.
That ties in with the FBI agent in charge of Malheur and for the Bundys. I believe he was over that one with Dan Love. That's Brett Singh. Mm-hmm. He was in the courtroom for the last four in Portland. And mm-hmm. he was allowed to stay in that room, in that courtroom, as a witness. The witnesses are not allowed to stay in the courtroom. He was allowed to stay through the whole testimony of everyone. Mm-hmm. That is not allowed for witnesses. He was given a lot of leeway. My impression was not very positive of the man. I know, in fact, that he is involved in Thomas's case. I can tie him directly to Thomas's case. I can directly tie in the U.S. Attorney's Office is who is going after Thomas. It is the mm-hmm. United States, and I've asked them over and over again, which United States, who is the United States, and who is suing Thomas for a criminal act? Who are these people? And they won't mm-hmm. answer me. The first thing you ask is, who's suing me? If I was suing someone, they would find out everything they know about me. But whoever mm-hmm. went after Thomas, we don't know who they are. I don't know who this U.S. attorney is. I don't know who he works for. I don't know what company he works for. I don't know. And the case is almost over.
Right.
This is where incompetence comes in. And the attorney that the judge assigned for Thomas, because I keep being told, it's on the public side that I can't speak and that an attorney has to speak. So I speak on the private side. Go learn right. that one. And he won't ask. He won't find out. Who is he talking to? He knows, but he won't let anyone else know. So this is an example of why you need to find out who they are, what's going on, and how they're interrelated. Mm-hmm. All the cases, the U.S. Attorney's Office is acting real squirrely. They won't answer questions. I sat and watched what they did during the Portland cases. Anna Brown was very fair. There were things that the attorneys didn't rebut. When the attorneys don't rebut it, then you can't say it's the judge's fault. I say it was right. the attorney's fault, and those guys are going to prison for it. So on that note, I'm going to have to back out. Thank you, Eric, so much for letting us do this. Thank you to everybody, and please go educate yourself. Thomas is going to be okay. He's going to be out for a while. Pray for every one of those men that are sitting in jail that have been served time released and are still sitting in jail. They're miserable. Right. They've been released, and they can't even get money put on their books except through snail mail. They can't buy commissary. That's toilet paper and soap for them.
Oh, yeah. And they will let them go without if they don't have it to purchase it. I know that for a fact.
Exactly. Learn all you can. Watch who you're talking to. Talk to anybody. But learn. Go and research what they say. Don't act on it until you know what you're doing. But go and do your research. Whining and throwing a fit and acting like fools or incompetent is not going to get us anywhere. And not listening to each other is not either. And I'm not putting anybody down. It's just they're breaking my heart the way that people are behaving, and they're grown adults and competent. But you got to show the court you're competent. And you've got to be respectful. There's a time and a place for what we need to do sometimes to learn. But right now, for me, it's this manner. And thank you all for your patience.
You're more than welcome, Lori. Thank you for joining us tonight and giving us updates on Tom. We all are sitting on the edge of our seat just waiting for him to be released, because I'm really excited to hear his voice again, to be honest with you. And I'm sure many of the listeners, the faithful listeners, are as well. I know Eric is as well. And thank you for joining us tonight and sharing with us the information that we can research and dig deeper into. Because we are always willing to learn more. And, you know, even the Bible says, study to show yourself approved, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord.
Yes, and the only thing I can apologize is I couldn't get to you guys sooner. But with the circumstances, I had to do what I had to do.
Right.
I will talk to you guys later.
All right. Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Lori. So, Eric, what Lori was talking about was actually the next thing that I was going to report to everybody on. The Department of Justice authorized the FBI informant to speak to Congress on the alleged Clinton Uranium One corruption. You can find that at the Gateway Pundit. Also, you can find it, like I said, on my Google Plus. I put everything that I speak about on that in those collections to make it easier on all in one place for everybody who listens to the show and everybody who follows me. And it states, the secret informant came forward recently and claims that he has devastating information on their Uranium One deal with Russia. President Obama received information on Russia's criminal plot to corner the market on uranium in his daily briefings. Yet the Obama administration approved the sale of one-fifth of the American uranium to the Russians anyway. D.C. attorney Victoria Townsend's client is an American businessman who worked for years undercover as an FBI confidential witness, according to John Solomon and Allison Spann at The Hill. The man was blocked by the Obama Justice Department from telling Congress about conversations and transactions he witnessed related to the Russian nuclear industry's efforts to win favor with Bill and Hillary Clinton and influence Obama administration decisions, his lawyer tells The Hill. The Obama administration approved the sale of uranium to the Russians, knowing their criminal intentions. Tonight, the informant was granted permission to speak with Congress. Update by Fox News states, quote, In a statement, the department said it had authorized the informant to discuss the 2013 agreement known as Uranium One and related matters with the leaders of the Senate Judiciary Committee, the House Oversight Committee, and the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. Finally, Lou Dobbs and Representative DeSantis said, quote, "It's about time the Department of Justice authorized FBI informant to speak with Congress about the Clinton uranium corruption." And as we covered on Wednesday, we have the hope that they will also call Shauna Cox and Mrs. Fennecom and Laz Encinaro and individuals that can link it even further deep down into our communities. The theft of this land using the national monuments excuse to steal the land in order to steal the state's resources to line their personal pockets, not helping the states whatsoever. So that is definitely one of the other issues. I do want to say this, Eric, and I wanted to, this is kind of off topic, but in again, it's really not. I'm going to tell you, I don't have but a few minutes, but Pruitt's Tree Resin, I spoke with them, and I personally use their resins, just to let the listeners know. I personally use their resins. I use it on my grandchildren, my children, myself. It is amazing, natural, 100% natural, antibiotic for cuts. It pretty much works on anything. It works on their cocoa resin, works on ear infections for children. I don't have enough time to go into how many things I've put this on my grandchildren with, and it has really worked, and it's phenomenal. So I spoke with them because, you know, this is the one-year anniversary of the not guilty. And so Eric, in good character and for the show, our listeners, if you go to PruittsTreeResin.com, if you decide to place an order, you can get 10% off if you put in the coupon code FREEDOMSCREAM. It is spelled with all lowercase, and it's spelled all together. FREEDOMSCREAM. Use that coupon code. This stuff is amazing. And I will have some testimony about that.
It is.
My daughter.
It's amazing.
Go ahead.
It is. It's amazing stuff. It's ancient. What it is, well, first of all, people, it's called Pruitt. P-R-U-I-T-T. Okay, Pruitt's. There's an S at the end. Pruitt's. P-R-U-I-T-T-S. Pruitt's Tree Resin. And what it is, it's an ancient tree resin that's got absolutely incredibly powerful medicinal properties. You can use it on wounds. You can use it. You can use it on abrasions. You can use it on warts. You can use they use it on animals. They use it on people. It works on anything for just about anything topical, as far as a healing says.
In your mouth because I've seen it cure thrash.
Is the food great? So that's great.
Two applications of the cocoa resin, that's it. One time a day for 2 days, completely gone. Thrash
internally?
That was created by inside the mouth. Thrash.
Oh, boy.
And it was created, the thrash that was in the mouth was created by the antibiotics that the doctor had given my daughter-in-law.
Yeah, it's amazing stuff, and it's also I can tell people that the company is American owned, American manufactured, American harvested, and it's a very patriotic family of people who are top notch in the Patriot Freedom Movement. So it's definitely not only a small family owned company that you want to support. You know, your money's going, it's staying right in the Freedom Movement, so to speak, because they all buy local and buy American and buy from patriotic groups like Minuteman Rockets, Minuteman Stove, which I highly recommend. Let's give them a plug as well. Let's do our plugs. Let's give Pruitt's Tree Resin.
You want to call them instead of order online, let me just put this out there. For local orders and questions, you can call 573-226-3039. That's 573-226-3039. Or you can also call 1-800-422-4716. They will answer any of your questions. If you also like to pay other than the Federal Reserve currency, call them up and talk to them. They are open to that. So, but if you want the 10% coupon, if you want that 10% off, remember, go to, it's for the resins only, and go to the, you can go to PruittsTreeResin.com, or you can type in themiraclesalve.com. You can also see some of the, they've got evidentiary YouTube up. You can type in Pruitt's Tree Resin on YouTube, and it'll be the first one that comes up there, and it'll show you a lot of amazing things. And I will go into further detail on a different night, because obviously we don't have a ton of time. But I'll have my daughter-in-law call in, and she can tell you the amazing stuff that she used to be hardcore doctors only. And the doctors are what got the thrash going, and the ear infections with my one-year-old grandson. The doctors treated him for over 3 months. It would not go away. She came and talked to me. I put the super cocoa resin in his ear, 3 drops, once a day. And within 2 days, it was much better. Within a 5-day span, it was completely gone. The next time she went to the doctor was amazed at how wonderful his ear was, because originally after that, they thought that he was going to have surgery. And the doctor's like, he doesn't need surgery. His ear is great. So then she told him what he did. And then, of course, he was like, oh, well, I wouldn't do that. She said, why not? Because it works. You know, so I will have her call in. I'll have her call in so that you can hear her testimony about really how well this works. But I can tell you, it is also able to be used inside your mouth. It's non-toxic. You can use it on external cuts and abrasions. It works on athlete's foot. It works on pretty much anything you would need it for. And it really is amazing. Stuff. Otherwise, I would not put that out there. But they did say that for 2 weeks, they will do the 10% off to anybody who wants them. So if you want it, get it within that 2 weeks so you can get your 10% discount.
Yeah, and don't forget to type in free to scream so that you know they don't, you got it from us. And I really like the fact that Pruitt's Tree Resin is accepting compensation other than Federal Reserve notes. That's a nice little bonus. You know they're big. Well, thanks a lot for joining us tonight, folks. And we appreciate you being with us. We'll see you again on Monday. Thanks to Lori Anderson and Lori in Texas who gave us something on top. Lori, any more?
All I want to say is thank you, everybody, for joining us. I hope you have a wonderful and blessed weekend. And as always, watch your backs, check your facts, Semper Fidelis, and have a wonderful night.